Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live, where we're coming to you live from Killarney in County Kerry. We're here at the Arbutus Hotel, Jessie Buckley's family's hotel, their home, to soak up some of the Buckley buzz as she heads to the Oscars this Sunday. We were talking to her aunt and uncle, Carl and Sean, who were with us a little earlier today on the programme. But I'm delighted to be joined in our Buckley's Bar studio this afternoon by Kerry father and son comedy duo, Tadhg and Derry Fleming. You're both very welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Thank
both. It's lovely to meet you both, you know,
because lovely to be here.
Yeah, I've been following you for a long time, and so back in this early kind of social media days when you kicked off the Buckley buzz and Jessie Buckley. Are you guys hearing that? Are you know, hearing lots about it in Killarney in the streets?
We're feeling it.
Yeah,
the country's feeling it.
It's like the All Ireland buzz, but even better. That's the feeling.
Is it though?
Oh, it is. Yeah, like this is huge. Like, this is nobody in Ireland has won an Oscar, I don't think, have they?
Well, not
not yet.
Going back, Cillian Murphy and previous, but I suppose she would be the first in. Well, with Cillian Murphy only not that long ago, but it would be a great buzz to bring into the area and into the county. But you think it's bigger than the All Ireland?
Well, we've got how many All Irelands now? So
same.
Yeah,
it's the cream of the crop. Like, you know, you have the club championships, like, and you have the leagues. But this is the Sam Maguire, like, when you go to the Golden Globes. Like,
this is the Oscars, isn't it?
The Oscars, yeah. But I'm saying, when you get your Oscar, like, that is like getting the Sam Maguire.
It's the
All-Ireland final day.
It's absolutely fantastic. I know a lot of our listeners, Tadhg and Derry, might have been... Well, I think a lot of them were probably first introduced to you guys after this moment.
Derry, will you catch him? Catch him, Derry. Catch him, Derry. Bigger towel, that's it. Get him now, quick. Get him. You're doing great. That's it. Oh, he nearly got him that time. Nearly. No, he's still flying around the place. Quick. You're doing a great job, Derry. Oh, that's it. Stand up, Derry. Oh! Did you get him? No, he's there. He's making a mockery out of you, bye.
Catch him, Derry. So this, of course, is the bat video. Yeah. You might explain for listeners that haven't, I don't know who hasn't seen it, but if they haven't, you might explain it, Tadhg.
Nearly 10 years ago, like.
It was, I can't believe that.
It was a night of chaos, and I just shared it online, and this was before any viral videos or anything, and it just blew up. Dad was working in the credit union, and people were coming up, and they were saying the catchphrases, you know? And he was like, what's going on here? Like, you know, this is insane. And then all of a sudden, we got invited to go on Jimmy Kimmel. Do you know, and they Zoomed us, or they Skyped us from our kitchen. They were online for about 4 hours just so the Wi-Fi connection was right.
Yeah.
So they made sure all of us were off the internet. But it just blew up. Like, there was no...
This is just a bat got into the kitchen.
So we live on the back arse of the door now in Ballymac. So it was September or August, and we had the back door open. It was roasting. Dad was in his shorts. Mom was doing the ironing, and it was just chaos ensued. Like, do you know, it was insane. But since then, you know, we just shared our stuff online. It's just like very relatable. I think any kind of Irish family has that encountered before.
It's lovely, Derry, though, the connection that obviously you and Tadhg have, and that this is something that you both do as content creators. That, you know, they're it's the clips are of you guys together. Like, it's a lovely relationship.
We kill each other mostly.
That's what makes it.
It's all edited then.
Yeah, it is good, like, and we enjoy it, like, you know what I mean? And things happen, you know what I mean? Out of spur of the moment, or, like, he loves getting me going, rising me, like.
At the same time, he loves doing it, isn't it?
And the patience is supposed to be great, like, I can go from 0 to 100, like, but, and I suppose people can identify with that, like I say, all families are the same, we're just ourselves, looking. Sure, why not have a good old laugh? Like, and it's very important even to laugh at yourself, you know, and I suppose with COVID, when that hit that time, you know, it was a weird time for everyone, and I suppose we were trying to keep ourselves going, and, you know, we were entertaining ourselves, and like I said, you can have a good old laugh, why not? And look, if you can put a smile on someone's face, look,
happy days.
Yeah. Like, you know,
but you never obviously set out to become a content creator, right?
Oh, definitely not. You know, it was so funny, like, that now, like Tadhg said, I worked in the credit union and people were coming in and they were saying, jeez, I always thought you were so serious.
He had a queue out the door to his side of things.
In the finish they were saying, have you trousers on behind the counter? You know, so it changed people's perspective, like, you know what I mean, of Do you know what I mean? So it was good. It was a bit of fun, like, and, you know, we just got on with it. Like, and like I said, we have our moments too.
Yeah, but sure, that's, as you say, it's like every kind of father-son family relationship. But it's obviously, it has resonated with people though, Ty. You've over, I don't know, 813,000 followers on Instagram alone. I was looking at it last week. But, you know, even to have that connection with people, what do you think it is? Is it the kind of the Kerry humour? Is it?
I think it's just the family, like, as in, like, the dynamic of the family, like that. Everyone has someone in the family that will end up on a table dancing in a wedding. Do you know, there's always that. We're like the father-son kind of dynamic. And also then I have two sisters and my mom. I just think like that over COVID, kind of, you could see kind of the reach where I went. So I went to America, people living in America. I went to Australia. It went all over, but it was a lot of Irish living abroad where they couldn't come home and they were kind of stuck. And it kind of was so like, that's my family. Do you know? Or they'd send it on and it was just kind of kept us going as well at the same. We didn't have a clue like how many people was following us. Do you know, it just snowballed into something that we kind of went along with it. And, you know, you just go with the flow and we'll always share stuff.
Like yeah,
it,
you're so. Enjoying it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get lovely messages there from people then, like, you know, and... bringing back memories to them, like, and how it cheered them up, like, and they were feeling down and they got a great laugh.
Yeah,
and,
even the blinding lights dance now. When you hear that song, you kind of go, oh no, here it comes.
Yeah, looking back at it.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Was it always, Derry, in the Fleming household, for Ty growing up, was it always kind of carnage? Like, was there always this sort of fun?
There was, yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, we don't take ourselves serious. Like, and you know, someone comes in, if they're complaining about something, we say, oh, come on now, like, get a grip. You know, get a life. Like, you know, so we say things straight out to each other, like, and we encourage each other as well. Like, if you have something to say, say it, look, or what's something bothering you, let it out. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it is only when talking that you... discover, like, I mean, there's other people there, like, and what you think is so serious is not serious at all. Do you know?
Even before that, remember the Harlem Shake? Remember we did that? This was like a camcorder before any phones and stuff. And like that, it was always like we'd always be messing with video, and even Dad had the old JC or the JVC thing, put on top of your shoulder, so I'd be messing around. So we always had that. So we're always recording. We have old recordings and stuff. So it was always a thing, you know.
Who comes up with the most of the material, or is it just how natural is it? Well, how much is staged?
You know what? You can see the trends on TikTok.
Yeah,
like they are kind of like, all right, let's go and do this dance, you know. But I think it's the outtakes. Or the bloopers, or the in doing of the video, I think people love that more than the actual end result. So that kind of shows the process. I think we did one with Celine Dion, you know, and it was Dad throwing a bucket. He was dressed like Mrs. Brown, you know, and it was in doing that the bloopers got more traction than, say, the actual end product.
Itself, yeah.
So I think that's kind of the stuff that kind of people love, you know.
And as far as like... He'd come along there, like, you know what I mean? I'd be out in the farm, I'd be doing some jobs. He'd say, oh, Dad, I'll be out there in 5 minutes, thinking he's going to give me a hand. He could land out with a dress inside in a bag or anything. So oh, I just want to do this. Like,
a quick 10 seconds.
And just to actually get rid of him, I would just say, okay, come on, just do it.
And, get it over with.
And gone. And then I'm just saying, after, jeez, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Like, well, fair play to you. I think
but
it's
you
great.
Know, I, look, why not? Look, just let it go. It's like,
enough serious doom and gloom going on in the world.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, so Jesse Buckley, we've been talking about Jesse for the last hour and a half today in the program, and obviously the Oscars this weekend, but you guys have your own hitting the big time as well for St. Patrick's weekend. You're judging the Killarney St. Patrick's Day Festival. How did that come about?
Well, Jesse was busy, so we stepped in.
We
stepped in then.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so much on now the weekend, like it's starting like
Saturday. Saturday, Sunday. You have Abel Fest, so it's an all-inclusive
brilliant.
Family thing, which is brilliant. They have live music and food stalls. It's 12 to 4 on Sunday. And then the Monday, you have like Battle of the Bands. So the whole team is the future and like the upcoming kind of talent, say. So there's a Battle of the Bands there Monday evening. And then St. Patrick's Day, we are judging the parade. So look, and like there's actually, if we don't pick your float, you can get your own back. We're doing a dunk tank that evening. So yeah, we're on for about
festival
10
zone down
festival zone Beach Road, Road like so. Park, so
and there's food
food stalls, there's food live stalls music,
and everything, live music, so
it's amazing.
All
it's
part of it. What are you looking for in the parade? Like what is the winning float in your eyes, Derry?
Well, I can't say that now until I see it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like something that's natural, that's current affairs, as the man says, and colour, and in team, like with the St. Patrick's Day. So
get into character.
I'd be more quirky now.
Right. That's kind what are you looking
after,
for?
Something that's off the rails, something that's not going to the norm. Do you know, something that's bonkers. So, like, there's three judges. Annette O'Brien as well is another judge. So we'll have to kind of put our heads together so we all kind of have different outlooks.
Are you looking for a bit of Oscars-themed paraphernalia or...
Oscar-worthy float.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I mean, it's...
You might have our own trophy for them.
Yeah.
But this is it, like, you know, it is part of it. Like I say, it's all the Oscars at the moment. So, like, I mean, I'm sure we'll see a few...
Red carpet for the few.
Red carpet, maybe.
We're actually doing the shop fronts as well Saturday evening. All the shops now are going to be green. And there's all the buildings around Killarney. So and in the cathedral there, I seen it was green.
They're all lit up as well in green. Like so, a lot has been put into it here in Killarney. Like, and I say, it's not just St. Patrick's Day. It's running over a four-day period. And there's so much for families to do here. Like, and
God, they really cater, don't they, for
they do, yeah.
And the, like the whole family trip and
even
tourism.
Sunday in, it's so inclusive as well. Like, I mean, so you'd be able
Able Fest,
like, which is excellent. Like,
my little two girls will be coming over hopefully as well.
Will they?
Yeah,
they you're will. Busy at home, obviously.
Very busy. I've
two more.
Kept quiet now, so there's no more messing.
Are you?
Dad is delighted.
Are you a hands-on granddad now? Or?
Oh, when I get the chance, I can't take my hands off of them.
Yeah,
like, yeah, but they're
come here. He puts the phone on mute as well sometimes when I'm trying to get him.
No, they're just they change your whole life, you know, and. You just see how fast your own kids grow up. Like, he's still growing, like, but, you know, you just realise, like, time is precious, like, so.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's such a joy, like, in the change.
Are you handy at the...
emotional now.
Yeah, changing nappies tissues. And giving him a night off and all that.
I was always hands-on. Always hands-on. I did it with my own crew and, you know... I never lost it.
Yeah. He has the tin whistle out now, actually. That's the new thing.
I was looking at that on your own Instagram, all right. You were getting them ready for... getting their musical
the
spirit ready for the parade, yeah.
There's a bit of fine-tuning to do, but yeah, they're getting there.
That's
they're
good. Getting there. Do you think we'll see maybe a homecoming of some sort for Jesse, regardless of the result on Sunday? Or?
Crossed, yeah, oh, 100%. My goodness. Yeah, do you think we'll see? Mm. You can be sure you'll see a homecoming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic, like I say. It's only something people dream of, do you know what I mean? And then in it all their life. Now, she's still a young woman, as man says, and she's become a mom, and it's Mother's Day, like, and so, what? And
it'll be unreal.
Like,
look, we've the candidate.
Today, like, so.
Do you know, in the church, so hopefully now she'll come home with it. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a huge buzz the next
time.
In Killarney, won't there, for sure. Your own St. Patrick's Day memories, like, did you spend them... In and around Killarney, or where were they spent?
Well, I grew up in Tralee, so I moved out then to Ballymac. But I remember being part of the judo crowd, and I have it on video still, do you know? So my big blonde head of hair, do you know, walking with my uncle, he
Love
was
it.
Doing it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and like that now, my mother-in-law, Mary O'Brien, she would have been very involved in the Tidy Towns
and stuff,
in Tralee. Yeah. And so Tralee as well, they have a nice few floats in there as well. So
We won't be judging them though.
No,
we won't be
judging it's all about the Killarney St. Patrick's Day parade for you guys this year. And as you said, it is a festival that's taking place really over the next couple of days. And Mother's Day, you'll have to get some celebrations in for that, I'm sure. Along the way. Listeners got in touch to tell us that on their family camping trip last year, they called into Derry's shop to say hello. He gave my son and two daughters a free gift. The children loved him. His generosity and his time. Thought it was a lovely thing to do, says this texter. So there you are.
No, I mean, he charged about €50.
it's a lovely thing. Lovely thing to do. Folks, listen, it's been a pleasure to meet you both. Really appreciate you coming over to join us here today in our Buckley's Bar Lunchtime Live News Talk studio. Continued success. You know, it's great just out of something, as you say, a little bit of fun and crack and social media and the buzz that you guys get out of it is clear to see. So thanks so much.
So thank you. So much. And like I say, up the kingdom.
And Kerry. And I'm Jesse.
Well, for this weekend, I can probably bring myself maybe to say it. For the moment, though, Derry and Tadhg Fleming, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.